This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, what a show we have for you today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is titled The Purpose of Your IRA. And if you're expecting me to give you an answer to that, I think what we're going to hopefully do is help you work through how you can determine what your purpose is, because there's no one easy answer for that, is there, Hans?
I ask a lot of people that question. And what I usually get is that's why I came to you, after I get a couple of I don't knows. But let me go ahead and answer that for some people. I mean, it for a lot of people, they don't need their IRA money, at least not now, if we take somebody who's in their 60s that's either anticipating retirement or they're in retirement and they're in early retirement. They're going to answer that. The purpose of my IRA is to not pay taxes or something. I mean, they don't really have a purpose. Now, for other people, the purpose of that IRA is that's the bulk of their money. It's to supplement their retirement income. Okay, and we've got to take what are limited resources, that's in my job, and we've got to create an income for them that they can't live longer than the money lasts. I mean, so for some people, it's very simple. The answer to the question is my IRA is to provide retirement income for me. Okay. And we need to get a lot more specific about that. And there's a lot of problems that come out of that. And we've talked about that on previous shows and opportunities. All problems are opportunities. What we're going to talk about today is when somebody says the purpose of my IRA is to leave to my kids. That's going to be my kids' inheritance. That's why I don't withdraw any money from it.
Right. And I would suggest, just going into this discussion that, hey, what was God's purpose for your IRA? Why do you think he blessed you with, the income, with all those things, How would he like to share in the decision-making process, which obviously has a lot to do with prayer? But it's a fascinating thing to me that one of the most popular things I ever have done in ChristianCarGuy.com was I wrote a prayer for God. How would you like me to use my car? And it's actually really, really helpful, apparently, because, a lot of people, actually more than almost any other post that I have, go there for that very thing. Like, God, how do you want me to use my IRA? Or, I mean, God, how do you want me to use my car? That's from the Christian car guy standpoint. But as I'm thinking, that it's a wonderful opportunity to engage what I would call your superpowers. Because, the Jews have long taught that you have this intellect and you have speech, and above speech is desire, and above that desire is pleasure. And so as you really desire something, if you really desire God, then your intellect begins to work on how you can get closer to him.
Sure.
Which is going to lead you to the Bible. And that's what the Jews have taught, for years. And if you get a lot of pleasure out of that, then you're going to go there. So what we're asking you to do today is to kind of use our superpowers and say, hey, we'd really like to see what this might look like. And for me personally, I know that one of my biggest pleasures is to watch my kids engage the kingdom of God, right? I have the one daughter, she likes to go on mission trips. And I have another daughter who's a nurse. And so how cool would it be for me as a, you know, if I had an IRA, which, you know, I don't, but I mean, as I'm beginning to think about what I want to leave as an inheritance, you know, as I begin to think of this, you know, my desire will drive my intellect to begin to get me, which is probably why you're listening to the show today, is your desire is, wow, I really want to finish well. I really want to do this the way that God wants to do it. And so that will lead you to prayer. And interestingly, it always seems to lead you to the resources you need in order to, you know, meet that which is in line with what God desired for that as well.
Yeah. So when it comes to IRAs and IRA money, first of all, for a lot of our listeners, if they have an IRA, which most of them do, or a 401k or something in a tax-qualified account, that may be a substantial portion, probably is a substantial portion of the financial assets that they have. So, in other words, if they didn't have this IRA, they probably wouldn't have a lot of money to their name. They'd have some money that they've had in savings, but this has been, in many cases, done for them and with them by payroll deduction for many, 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 many years. And then they've become amateur investors where people are investing the money that's inside of there. You get the investment decisions, or they've hired a professional to help them with, or they're just doing it on their own. But the point of all this, what I've been going over, is a lot of what comes with that is just a lot of responsibility and a lot of fear and a lot of guilt. You know, people are focused on the bad things. So what we're wanting to focus on today, and what I do as a financial planner, is we're going to sit down with this money and we're going to take stock of it and we're going to say, well, what's it for? And you get to answer that question. I'm not going to answer that question for you. I'm going to tell you how to pay little lots, medium amount of taxes. I'm going to show you the way to create a cash flow from it. So if you need that to live, I'm going to show you again how to minimize taxes on that. I'm going to show you how to get a beneficiary filled out properly so that if you die, you leave it to the right people. And I'm going to advise them on the tax. So I can do all kinds of things, practically speaking. I can even help you put together the plan, but I can't determine what the purpose of it is for you. And what we wanted to talk about on the show today is people that I run into with a specific purpose for it. And that specific purpose is they haven't touched it all along. They've never taken a nickel out of their IRA, or maybe they just one time took a little bit for one thing and it was so painful to pay the taxes that they, but these are people that have just left the money in there. And you can do that until you're now 72 years old. It used to be 70 and a half. You can now wait till you're 72 to take a dime out. And a lot of folks haven't done that because they don't want to pay taxes. And so they've just pretty much said, that's going to be my kid's inheritance. Okay. And that's, you know, so what we're going to talk about today is, and we're going to give some examples of some people that say, I've got that money there, or it could be that I'm going to take some of it out, but what's left is going to go to my kids. Okay. Or we're going to just leave it there. And when these folks come up on minimum distributions, it's a little disruption in their plan, because now they find out that the government mandates when you're 72 now, thanks to the Secure Act, they changed that from 70 and a half. When you're 72, you've got to take a minimum amount each year. And it's not a simple formula, but it's simple to people like me, but it's not simple to somebody that sits down and reads it. Yeah, mistakes are costly. And the thing that I've noted is that a lot of people who really plan to leave the money in there and then leave it to their kids when they die, they get somewhat testy about like they're, you know, they're having to draw it out and then they're having to pay taxes and then they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, and you had a client that actually that was their situation, like, oh, you know, wow, once I do this, and you did a great job explaining it to me with Andrew Jackson involved.
Yeah.
And I think that's really helpful if you would share that with the listeners.
Well, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get into for the rest of the show, that we're going to pretty much talk about these people. And so the mister has got $500,000 in his IRA, and the missus has $500,000 in her IRA. Now, it wasn't exactly those amounts, but together they added up to $1 million or thereabouts. And by the way, before the stock market crash, that was about $1.2 million. Okay, so they lost in their IRAs about $200,000. And these people have been blessed very much. They got the money to lose. And they've never taken a dime out of their IRAs. And the Mr. is 72, the Mrs. is 70, and last year was his first year of minimum distributions. And so he had to take it out, and then he ran into me. They're already clients on some other products, and we started talking about a way that we could give the $1 million. He could give the $1 million to his kids tax-free, as opposed to handing them over the IRA when the second one of them dies, where the kids are, it's like inheriting money with a lien on it, okay? You know, and a simple parallel that I'll draw is when you pull money out of an IRA, if you're in a reasonably high income tax bracket, you know, there's five 20s in a $100 bill. And so if you got $100 in the IRA that you're taking out, and you're taking it out as five 20s, you get to keep three of the 20s, and two of the 20s go to the federal and the state government in income taxes. So you really have 60 cents on the dollar in there, and that's under the best of circumstances, is when these two people pass away. I mean, we don't know what tax rates are going to be, but let's just assume they're somewhat similar to what they are now. It'll be at the kids' tax rate, and both of his kids, adult kids, do very well. And, you know, when those kids are 50, 60 years old and they're inheriting this money, and they each get $500,000 coming out of that IRA, that's just assuming it's still the same amount, or $1 million, they're going to have to pay $200,000 of that in taxes just to get at the $300,000 that they could spend. Once I explained all this to him, he wasn't very happy about that.
Yeah, well, we have got to go to a break. Nobody likes to see Andrew leave when they're... They get five. They want all five. And so actually, I think you're going to be shocked at how cool the plan will be. Well, there'll be more Andrews for everybody when we come back. But again, you know, getting back to, let's look at what God's purpose is and then and figure out how we can maximize the leverage for the kingdom of God. So all this stuff, as we always tell you, is all there at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the cardinal when you put it with guide. And the Seven Worries tab today, we're talking about, obviously, IRAs. And wait, you can get Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, all there by just emailing Hans. When we come back, more on the purpose of IRAs.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, and as always brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. For those of you wondering how to access more information along these lines, today's show, we're talking about the purpose of IRAs, and very specifically to help you, you know, kind of determine for in your own mind, you know, what is the purpose? What do you feel like God's purpose for this IRA money is, and what would be the best use of it, you know, to leverage the kingdom, which in a lot of it is for the joy of us, right? God gave us children. And it is certainly my prayer that my children, you know, would be bringing the gospel, you know, in their generation. And for them to have the financial resources to focus on that. You know, I'll never forget the story of, you know, in the movie I Can Only Imagine. I'm trying to think of the name, you know, Mercy Me, star singer. I can't remember his name, but... His father left him this life insurance policy so he could pursue his singing career as a musical artist. Well, think of what that father's life insurance policy was. As I recall, somewhere around $100,000. Literally, how many people's lives were changed as a result of that one life insurance policy? And how cool would it be, that God would give you such a purpose for your IRA money or something else as you're planning for the next generation?
Well, what's pretty much universal with these people, the purpose is not to pay taxes or to pay as little as taxes as possible. And that's the thing, when they really sit down with me and we start looking at it, you got to pay the piper on this. You can either pay it now, you can pay it in little bits, your kids are going to pay it when the beneficiary, your spouse, somebody's, when they pull money out of the IRA, they're going to pay taxes on it if they want to use the money. So back to the guy we were talking about. So I don't want anybody to get scared off by the numbers here. So we got 500,000 in the Mr.'s IRA and 500,000 in the Mrs. IRA. And we got $1 million, and they've never taken any withdrawals. And these people are blessed. They've saved well. They have pension, Social Security, and they don't live lavishly. I mean, they have a lot of nice things, and they travel and spend time with their grandkids, and their home's paid for. And they've got a bunch of savings that they have invested that they pretty much live off of that. And they've never made any withdrawals. And so he's just always kind of in his own mind. I'm not sure if he's told his two daughters this, but that $1 million is just there for them.
And it's just pretty cool. He has long-term care insurance as well, so there isn't a way that all of a sudden, oh wow, surprise, you're going to need resources like that. So
this guy has his bases covered.
Yeah,
he's got his bases covered. If he didn't have long-term care, we would have written that into this scenario, and it would have been pretty easy to do with the numbers that we're talking about. But I just want to make it clear that if we got somebody out there where there's 100,000 in the Mr.'s IRA and 100,000 in the Mrs. IRA, and we don't need to make withdrawals from the money other than the minimum distributions, you could just take all these numbers that I'm going over today and multiply them by 20%. I mean, so, I just happen to have all these in my head because I've just worked on this case, and because they're nice round numbers, it makes it a little easier to understand things. So what we did is his minimum distribution, because he's 72, is right at 20 grand. That's what it was last year, okay? And her minimum distribution in 2 years, or maybe a year and a half, I'm sure where she is in the year, is going to be $20,000. So between the two of them, they're going to have about a $40,000 minimum distribution. And that amount or percentage grows a little bit each year, but it doesn't grow real fast. It stays around, it's less than 4%, it gets to 4%, a little over 4%, and all of a sudden you're 80. So let's just use 4% as just kind of a simple number that they, through their 70s, they're going to be at about 20 grand each of withdrawals, assuming that the IRA doesn't go up or down by a significant amount. So he's just looking at taking out 40 grand a year out of both IRAs. It's almost like robbing from his kids, or robbing from their inheritance, because he doesn't really need it. He didn't know what to spend it. And then, his tax rates are going to be a little higher than 40%, but let's use 40% to keep the math simple. So they withdraw that 40 grand, they pay 16,000 in taxes, and that leaves them with 24 grand, okay? And that just happens to be the premium for life for a $1 million survivorship or second to die policy. So with the most competitive, huge company, I'm not going
to
name the
company. Second to die policy. Just jumping in there as a non-life insurance agent going. So that means that when the first person passes away, it isn't. But when the second person of the married couple, when they die, then the named beneficiaries would then get the
$1 million.
Right.
$500,000 each. So it pays off when the second person dies. So it's obviously less expensive to insure two people paying off at the second death than it is one person. And then the second thing is we can withstand a few health conditions, because the insurance company, when they're doing their underwriting or they're deciding whether they're going to issue the policy and at what rate, they can kind of average the two people. So you got a premium of $24,000 a year, and that's for life. Now, they're going to have to pay this $24,000 as long as one of them is alive. So if one of these two people live to 100, they're going to pay a lot of money over, you know, 30 years, especially if it's her. It's still not going to add up to the $1 million, okay? So when you start really looking at this stuff and running the numbers on it, you all of a sudden say, this makes sense.
And the huge, gigantic first benefit that you jump out at is the kids get $1 million tax-free. They don't get $1 million where they got to hand back all the Jacksons.
No, that's exactly right. And that's one of the main reasons we're doing it, is so you're going to get life insurance benefits to beneficiaries are tax-free.
And then there's this other huge benefit. I mean, not that anybody wants this to happen, but, you know, heaven forbid they both get corona and you know, they're gone in 3 weeks. You know, boom, there's still the $1 million sitting in the IRA.
So then they get both.
And they also get the life insurance.
Right.
Or if it happens 10 years from now, there's still money in the IRA and they get the life insurance tax-free.
So now,
to pay the taxes on the $1 million.
Let's keep in mind, this is really only for people that don't need to spend their IRA during their lifetime, okay? But there may be a lot of you out there. So I'm just going over, and we're going to, every IRA session, we're going to go over some of the other strategies when people do need the money, and we have done that in the past. But we're going to just, this is for people, a married couple, where we put both IRAs together. We don't mix them actually as the accounts, but for tax purposes and distribution purposes, we do. And for these people, is $1 million of second to die survivorship life insurance, a guaranteed premium. Premiums can never go up. $24,000 a year for life. I mean, they have to pay the premiums to, if one of them lives to 120. So, you know, he started to get a little concerned because I made him concerned. I said, you know, what concerns me about this whole thing is we go along, you die in your 80s. You die at 82. And now his wife continues living. And then she goes up into her 80s and she gets into her 90s. And somewhere along the line, the kids start helping her with her money. They get a CPA involved. They get some trust department at the bank. And somebody starts, what's this $24,000 life insurance premium? I mean, what's the deal here? And there's a danger, or she just forgets to pay it. We have a lot of older people. I mean, just there's all kinds of things that can go on. I would have some concern writing the policy like that, that the policy might lapse 15, 20 years from now, and then the kids never get their inheritance. Okay.
Right.
Stranger things have happened. So what I proposed to him, let's go with a 10-pay plan. So that doubled the premium. So the premium,
for those, again, that don't know what a 10-pay plan is.
So a 10-pay.
I'll show you what I've learned.
Yeah, that's good.
A 10-pay plan is that when you, rather than continue to make premiums forever, when you set up the plan, you're going to pay on it for 10 years, and then the policy is paid up, it's done, nobody can take it away from your kids.
That's exactly right. And we got illustrations made that from the insurance company that just guarantee this thing. So the premium went from $24,000 a year to $48,000 a year. I'm using round numbers here. But then they only have to pay premiums for 10 years. And then it'll be paid up.
And so here we get into another thing that you teach that a lot of CPAs don't teach, is like, oh, we can take more money out of your IRA than the $24,000. We could take 48 out.
Yeah, or the 40 was what their minimum's going to be about if the balance stays the same. So we've taken the distribution. It's not a minimum distribution. We've turned the distribution up to 80 grand a year, which is how much they got to withdraw to net 48. So they're going to pay 32 in taxes, and then the $48,000 premium is going to go to the insurance company as an annual premium. That's going to happen for 10 years, and then the IRA is going to be about out of money. We invested the IRA in some more conservative stuff so that they don't all of a sudden have another crash and then they don't have the money to pay the premium to withdraw. So, you know, what we're doing is we're draining the IRA over 10 years, paying the taxes, using the net amount to pay the premium on a life insurance policy that's going to pay a death benefit to their kids when the second one of them passes away. It completely avoids the estate. The kids are just named. It keeps the lawyers out of it. I mean, it's just right. There's going to be a check made out.
No probate, no nothing. I mean, it comes and it's tax-free. And even if there is a bunch of money left in the IRA when they get it, they can use that life insurance money to help pay the taxes on the IRA.
Well, and then we just use the contingent beneficiary to make the grandchildren the ultimate beneficiaries if one of the kids predeceases the second one of them to die. Okay, let's say mom lives to 100 and one of the daughters could pass away before mom does, then again, it's all through beneficiary. It'll just go to those grandchildren, okay, tax-free.
So there you go. I mean, there is one purpose for an IRA today on Finishing Well. And again, there as we do more shows, we'll talk about more different purposes and more different things you could do if you needed long-term care. Insurance to go along with this other purpose. All those things are available at the Seven Worries tab at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the cardinal to go with guide.com. Again, you can just email Hans Scheil there at the website, and he will be happy to send out his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Thanks, Hans. What an awesome show.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.